We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, if anybody's seen a lot of mascots this year, it is the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, Travis Schlenk, who has been hither and yon as he has seen college basketball all over the country. And he joins us this morning live on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Travis.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Trav, how you doing? Hey, where you been? Because we missed you last week, man.
Where was I last week? Last week was a busy week with all the conference tournaments. I was at the ACC tournament up in Brooklyn for a few days, St. Louis for the SEC tournament for a few days, and then I finished up down at Orlando at the American Conference tournament.
So it's safe to say, with all these tournaments over and the NCAA championship is about to start, the tournament games, you're still going to be doing a lot of traveling. So what's on your list? What's on your list first?
I'm going to hit a few tournaments this weekend. I'm going to head up to Pittsburgh for a day for that regional, and then Nashville, and then going to have to head all the way out to Boise, Idaho this week.
So it's safe to say you're not going to watch any of these play-in games like coming up tonight? You're here for the.
We've got a member of our staff going up there tonight to watch those, but I'm not going to head up there.
You hear that, John?
Yep.
Ain't nobody up there important enough for Travis Schlenk to go.
Exactly.
See. Make sure you put that in the headline.
No, that's not true. As you guys remember, I just went to watch St. Bonaventure to Buffalo last week.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. You did. Okay, I take it back. We were just trying. We were just trying to get some breaking news. We're trying to flesh it out.
All right. So Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Hawks, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline live this morning with John and Hugh. Since you have seen, how many would you say? Let's stop. We'll start here. How many of these number one seeds have you seen in person? All of them?
All of them except Virginia. I have not seen Virginia live.
All right. So you have seen, Kansas and Xavier and Cincinnati. I mean, you've seen everybody. Everybody who's everybody, right? So if I'm filling out my bracket, you've seen these guys play live. Travis Schlenk, You're my expert here. Tell me who you like in this tournament.
I'm still working. If I knew who was going to win, I'd be living in Vegas making money every year, so I'm still working. So I don't know if you want my advice.
Yeah, we want your advice. You're not ducking this. Come on now. You see them in person. Give me some insight here. I mean, do you see I know you haven't seen Virginia, but Cincinnati team that plays great defense versus Arizona with its height and the backcourt of a hot player like a Colin Sexton in Alabama. Is there a team that you like in this tournament you think is starting to peak right now?
Traditionally I'd go with the teams with the best guards. When you get into this environment, guard play is so important. You look at a team like Villanova who's got a veteran team. A lot of the guys on that team 2 years ago, won the national championship. Really solid point guard play. So, I'd like a team like that. Virginia just controls pace. They're so good defensively. So they're a team that obviously that I would like. I get nervous. I've seen Kansas play, probably three or four times throughout the year. And every time I see them, I can't believe they're ranked as high as they are because they just don't have a ton of depth. So I would be leery of them. Duke has a ton of talent, but, defensively they really struggle. But, at any given time, just from a talent standpoint, Kentucky is another team that has a ton of talent that struggled throughout the year. But obviously they made a run in the SEC tournament to win that. So it's tough. A dark horse, a team that I've seen that would be a dark horse that who would that be? Who do I think is good? This is a hard question for me, John, man.
How about an Auburn, Purdue? Could you look at somebody out of the Big 12, for example? Is there somebody who's better than you think they are? People, for example, Travis, people keep expecting things out of certain teams that never deliver. Texas A&M is one of them. I mean, one and done in the SEC tournament. Everybody says they've got the talent to make a deep run to the Final Four, and they never do.
Yeah, they had a rough year there. I think they came in ranked in the top 10 at the start of the year, and they just never put it together. I'm going to give you the Michigan Wolverines as my dark horse. You know, they made a run in the Big Ten and won the Big Ten tournament. They have good guard play. They space the floor. They have a big guy inside who plays well. So that'll be my dark horse. So they'll probably get upset in the first round is what we just are.
Do you actually fill out a bracket, Travis?
I used to. I haven't done it in a couple of years, but I used to.
Speaking of the brackets, you know, as every year, there are always teams that get snubbed. But one of the teams that got snubbed this year was USC. You look at their record, and their, what's it called, the RPI or BPI, whatever they call it. Do you think they got a legitimate gripe this year for not being in the tournament?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, they're one of the teams, I think, that had a legitimate gripe. But like you said, you know, every year there's going to be teams that, you know, feel like they should have been in or you know, should be in, and there's going to be teams in there that they feel like shouldn't be in. It's just, that's the hard part when you're trying to pick, you know, 64, I guess 68 teams now. There's always going to be teams 60, 69, 70 that have just as much an argument as the teams, you know, that were 66, 67, 68.
And we're, of course, leaning on Travis Schlenk, who's the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, only because he's seen all these teams in person. But let's get to your team. Quick question about the Atlanta Hawks for tonight, playing the Oklahoma City Thunder. Travis, do you need Hugh and I to come suit up? Because you got, like, nobody left.
No, Travis, you ain't about to get no work from me. You can, John will go out there and play, but I can't give it to you.
Yeah, we're a little banged up now.
A little?
Yeah, I think we've got five guys down. You know, Bage had a scare Sunday in the game. We got lucky with it, actually. You know, when he first went down, the doctor said, well, it's either his ACL or hopefully a bone bruise. And we got lucky, and it's just a bone bruise, but there's some swelling in there. And, you know, those sort of injuries, you know, take 3 or 4 weeks, just kind of depending. And obviously with about 3 or 4 weeks of the season, we decided it was best for Bays just to have him, you know, start getting his body healthy and getting ready for the long season we're going to have next year. You know, Malcolm Delaney's dealing with his foot injury. We've got a couple guys with sprained ankles. You know, obviously Jalen Morris just signed a second 10-day with us Sunday morning, and he goes out there and has never sprained his ankle and, you know, sprained it pretty good. So he's probably going to be out the next 10 days of his contract. So it's a tough break for that kid. You know, he was going to have an opportunity to play. You know, one of the feel-good stories of the league, a kid that played Division II basketball. You know, went to the open tryout to the G League and found himself playing an NBA game. So, you know, I feel bad for him. But, you know, when guys go down, it opens up opportunities for another guy. So we're going to call another guy out of the G League now. You know, he'll be here today. Damian Lee will play with us. So we're just going to keep plugging away here.
Taurean had 38 the other night against the Bulls the other day on Sunday. Does he have it in his game to be that kind of guy, to, as he grows as a player, to take over games?
Well, you know, as we've talked about all year long, one of the things that I've been really impressed with Taurean really all year long is his ability to make shots. You know, when he's got his feet set and he just catches and shoots, I have a lot of confidence that it's going to go in. And, you know, what we've seen him work on this year is, you know, his dribble game, his ability to put the ball on the floor and make plays in the lane, not only for himself but with others. And, you know, he's getting better at that. So once he adds that piece to it, I think he will see he does have the ability to have some big scoring nights, especially when he gets hot from three like he did the other night.
Trevor Schlenk joining John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we look ahead to the Hawks in Oklahoma City, and we look forward to the game and our big game coming up, of course, with the Unity game on Thursday night, Travis, against the Charlotte Hornets, where we're going to Hawks.com/Unity for tickets. We're all going to be down there, so it should be a lot of fun for us.
Oh, no, you guys will have a great time. I will be in Pittsburgh that day, but I hope we have a great turnout to support the team and support the cause of Unity as well.
Yeah, thanks much, Travis. Do appreciate it.
You the man, Travis. Have a good one. Safe travels.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.